The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Episode 5. Endgame. Part 1. Zodiac. Part 1. Inspector Roger Charles had been busy ever since he came back from his vacation in the fall. The San Francisco Police Department was never a dull place to work, and since Charles had become an inspector, he had been given more and more responsibility every year. Some of his colleagues thought that he had his eye on the captain's chair one day. He didn't. Who wanted that kind of responsibility? But he liked to keep his colleagues guessing. If they thought he was heading to bigger things, they would try to stay in his good graces, and that meant he could count on them cooperating with him more often. Charles had no family, no wife and kids to go home to, so most of his life was centered on the police force. He had made friends with Jim Corrigan by random chance 15 years ago, and it had been a friendship that they both valued. Jim had shown him that there was a different side to the city, and Charles had been more than happy to help the strange man out. Charles had never had many friends. His demeanor was always a bit too gruff for most people to find charming. But Jim had been the same way, and they got along most of the time. In the last couple of years, he had seen Jim less and less, and he figured that was because of his new staff. Charles had never seen himself as someone who was the light of the party, and when he had met Jim's secretary, Mercedes, he had known Jim had found someone he could connect with on a different level than with him. Someone who could bring out a kinder and more human side in him. The Friday night visits to bars became less frequent and finally stopped. Since Charles had been in the horrible bombing of the Cartoon Museum, they had barely spoken. Once in a while they would call each other, but it was mostly when Jim needed something for a case. Charles missed him. He was still the person in the department that got most of the strange and supernatural cases, but he didn't mind. There was an odd kind of thrill to those cases, and it felt like a nice break from the normal police work in a big city, even a relatively peaceful one such as San Francisco. Charles was at his desk on a Friday night, looking through old cases. It was one of his hobbies. He enjoyed taking the old boxes of evidence from the storage room, going through case files and statements on cases that had long since gone cold but still remained open. Killers like the Santa Rosa hitchhiker murderer from 1972 or the doodler from 1974. Rapist cases where victims had described their attacker, but a suspect had never been found. Children abducted, people vanishing. He had a clear feeling that at least some of the case files he read through would be more up Jim's alley than his own, but he still enjoyed poking through them, trying to find a clue that had been overlooked throughout the years. The file he was going through tonight concerned one of the vanishings. This one, a man who had disappeared from a tour group in an old mansion. His fiancée had been with the group and had explained in her statement that she'd lost sight of him when they turned a corner. It would have been a matter of seconds for him to catch up, but he was gone without a trace, and the ticket seller had not reported him leaving through the main entrance. Charles didn't know if Jim had ever investigated this case, but thought it would have been just his kind of mystery. He scratched his nose and turned the page when his desk phone rang. He picked it up.
SFPD, Inspector Charles.
There was no sound on the other end. No one spoke.
Hello? You've reached the San Francisco Police Department.
Still no sound, but Charles had the clear feeling that there was someone on the other end of the line.
Hello? If the connection is bad, try calling back. I'm hanging up now. He put the phone back in the cradle and looked at it. It was unusual for the phone to ring this late. The calls were routed through the 911 switchboard at this hour. The phone rang again. He picked it up and said, "Hello? Inspector Charles here." Once again, the quiet of an open line, but no one spoke. This time, however, he could hear breathing. "Hello? Can you hear me?" The breathing seemed to get louder, and then a voice finally spoke. It sounded like a young man's voice, but it was hard to be sure.
"This is the Zodiac speaking."
Charles made a sigh. This wasn't the first time he had heard that particular opening. "Listen, son, that's the furthest thing from being funny. Prank calls are illegal, and we can actually trace them. Did you know that?"
"Yes."
The voice fell silent for a moment.
"I am back. I just thought you should know. I have some more slaves to collect."
"Yeah, of course you do." Charles looked at his desk and then at his watch. It was actually getting late. He might as well head home.
"You do not believe me?"
The question in the voice was very clear. Charles noticed something odd about the speech pattern. Whoever he was speaking to didn't use contractions.
"No, not really. The Zodiac would have to be an old man by now, and you sound like you barely hit puberty, much less your 20s.
"People can change and yet stay the same. You should know that."
"But they can't change enough to go back to high school again. The Zodiac was in his 30s at least."
"You know, there were a lot of times you did not even know it was me back then. Plenty of slaves I collected and made it look like robberies or accidents. I even told you about that, but you did not listen."
"Kid, I was in preschool when the Zodiac wrote the SFPD. I wasn't even there at the time."
"But you are now."
"Not for much longer, believe me. I'm going home to bed."
"You are recording this, I assume?"
Charles raised one eyebrow. That wasn't a question he had expected.
"All calls to 911 and the police are?"
"They were in my day, too. I just wanted to be sure I got the message out."
"Whatever. It's late, son. Go to bed."
"I will kill tonight."
Charles froze just as he was about to hang up.
A cold feeling went through him. Of course, there was no way this was the Zodiac. But if it was a copycat killer of some kind, he would need to take it seriously.
"Who are you going to kill?"
he asked, pulling out his notebook and a pen.
"You," the voice said.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Charles looked around in the empty office. He shared it with most of the department, and the desks faded away in shadow and half-light. Only his own desk lamp and the light from the corridor lit the room. Outside, in the parking lot, the orange light could also be seen faintly through the windows, but it did little to illuminate inside the station. He slipped one hand down to his gun and unclipped his shoulder holster, almost without thinking about it. It was a cop reflex.
"You are threatening a police officer, son."
"I shall do more than threaten."
The voice paused and said in an almost wistful tone,
"Do you know what I never got to do back then?"
"No. What?"
"The school bus. I really wanted to do the bus, But I never did. Maybe I should do it this time. It would be fun.
Charles thought back to his knowledge of the Zodiac case. He had, of course, read it over before, but he didn't remember anything about a school bus.
Anyway, I just wanted to give you a heads up, Inspector, the voice said. I will see you soon.
There was a click, and the line was disconnected.
Charles lowered the phone and replaced it in the cradle. Suddenly, the dark room with his desk as the single illuminated island in the dark made him uneasy. He snorted, feeling contempt for himself. Had it really come to that? Could some punk kid scare him? He, who'd been on the force for over 20 years and seen more weird things than he could count? Ridiculous. Maybe he should give Jim a call about this, though. Jim had been in the area back in the day. Maybe he had some input on the case. He took his notepad and wrote, "Call Jim Corrigan about Zodiac" on it, pulled the note off, and stuck it to his screen so he would see it in the morning. He got up from the desk, emptying the coffee cup in a single gulp and making a face at the bitter taste. Some things hadn't changed in the years he'd worked in the SFPD. The coffee was still horrible, and he still drank it anyway. Putting on his jacket, he touched his gun again. He considered closing the strap, but decided not to. It might be ridiculous, but someone had just threatened his life. Even if it was just a prank call, he thought he could justify having his weapon within easy reach the rest of the night. He turned off the lamp and walked through the dark office into the hallway, very conscious about how his footsteps actually seemed to echo. When he emerged into the corridor and went a bit further down, he felt better. Other desks were manned. Officers were milling about on the night shift, and when he came down to the lobby, he spoke briefly to a couple of officers who were coming off duty. Opening the glass doors, he emerged into the cool night air. The police station was on 3rd Street, and Charles's car was parked in the employee lot. Before he got in, he checked the back seat and even went down on all fours, telling himself how silly he was being, and looked under the car. No sign of anyone there, and the back seat was empty. So was the trunk. He got in behind the wheel, locked the doors, and wiped his forehead. Even in the relatively cool night, he'd worked up a sweat. He decided that tomorrow morning, he would have a word with the captain about the call, as well as call Jim. He pulled out his cell phone and called the station's security office. "Hey, Tony, it's Inspector Charles. Listen, I just had a call a few minutes ago on my direct line. Could you pull the recording and email it to me?"
"Sure thing, Inspector," the officer on duty said. "Anything serious?"
"I don't know yet. Maybe."
"I'm pulling the recording right now and sending it. You should have it in a few minutes."
"Thanks, Tony. See you tomorrow."
Charles ended the call and started the car, driving out of the lot and crossing 3rd, continuing on Mission Rock Street. He made a right and a quick left, which put him on Channel Street and the quietest route home. On his right was Mission Creek Park. On his left, long rows of apartment buildings that always reminded him of Lego houses he had built as a child. It wasn't a busy street by far, and he had just begun to relax when he spotted someone running out of the park on his right. It was a young woman running out of the cover of the trees in between the parked cars. A few more steps, and she would be in the middle of the street. He stepped on the brake and at the same time saw that she was holding her arm under her coat as if she was hurt. She wasn't so much running, he saw, as staggering. He stopped the car all the way, getting out of it fast, but took the time to pull the bubble light out from the spot under the seat and slamming it on the top of the car. It began flashing blue.
"Hey, are you all right?"
he asked, looking at her. She was younger than he had thought, almost a girl,
and it seemed like she'd been in a fight. Her one eye was bruised, blood on her lip, and the limp. Yes, all the telltale signs of a rape or assault in the park. It was unusual for something like that to happen in Mission Creek Park. It was a quiet neighborhood. She limped toward him, looking relieved. The blue light from his bubble cast shadows on her face, making it look like strange shapes passed over it. And until she was very close, he was actually sure she was injured from the way she held herself. He took a couple of steps forward, arms outstretched to help her. When she was just a few steps away from him, she pulled her arm out of her coat and produced something long and black. Charles had only the briefest of moments to wonder what it was before she pulled the trigger. And suddenly, things seemed to him to happen in slow motion. He saw that the gun was a Beretta, fitted with a silencer. Only a whisper was heard, but what felt like a kick from a horse hit him in the chest. He lost his balance and took one step back before the next shot hit him in the stomach and made him fall to the ground on his back. The young woman approached him. The world around him seemed to have gone deadly quiet, and he couldn't hear any other cars or people around. The street couldn't be completely empty, even this time of night, could it? "I told you I would see you soon," the young woman said, and Charles would have slapped his forehead if he'd only been able to lift his hands, which now seemed to weigh a ton each. He'd thought it was a boy, but it hadn't been. It had been a young woman's voice. The woman. The Zodiac, he thought to himself, and felt an urge to laugh, aimed the gun at his head. She took a deep breath, like she was sniffing the air and enjoying it. "It's good to be back," she said, and pulled the trigger again. Charles saw a brief flash and had time to wonder if he would now be seeing Jim as one of the spirits he'd never quite believed in, before the bullet blew the top of his head off.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.